بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الخامس عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله تعالى يغار، وغيرة الله تعالى يأتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of muraqabah, that is meditation. And the meditation that is being referred to here is to meditate on the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is all the time watching us, Allah Ta'ala is with us, and a person should live his life according to that, that he realizes he is under surveillance. Yeah, just a camera that we know there is, we take all our precautions in everything. Allah's camera, Allah Himself is watching us all the time. And how much any other person can have any control over us, whether it's the government or anyone, much more than that, Allah has got full control over us, over our minds, over our eyes, our heart, our environment, our circumstances. Allah has got full control. So considering that, a person should live his life. This is the fifth hadith in this chapter, in which Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna Allah ta'ala yaghar. Allah tabaraka ta'ala has got a great quality of self-possessiveness. It is also translated as discontent. To understand this, the ghairat is like a man, how he feels a husband about his wife. He can't tolerate anyone interfering with her, trying to have anything to do with her. He just cannot tolerate it. That is called the ghairat of a person. And Allah Ta'ala also has got this ghairat. Of course, Allah has got no partner or anyone. And what is this ghairat of Allah Ta'ala? وَغَيْرَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ أَيَّأْتِيَ الْمَرْءُ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. The ghairat of Allah, like for a man, he feels about his wife. Allah, what he feels is what a person, what Allah has made haram, and a person does that what Allah has made haram. Just as a man cannot tolerate a man who is a true, sincere husband, he cannot tolerate anyone having any evil thoughts also, anything to do with his wife. In any way, like that, Allah Ta'ala does not like at all and cannot do with that person who breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So that muraqabah we have to make all the time. That Allah Ta'ala, whatever He has made haram, I must not do that, because then it Allah Ta'ala feels very offended. Like that husband feels offended, and he won't wait till the police comes and takes action or anyone else. In fact, the law is totally against him taking any action also. But a man who has got any that self-possessiveness, ghairat, he will himself take action immediately. Allah Ta'ala, there is no one to control Allah. When somebody breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah also takes action. Allah is definitely very merciful, very kind. But as we can understand that we don't want anyone to interfere with our wives, Allah does not want anyone to interfere with those things which He has made haram. He has set His principles, His rules, and Allah does not want anyone to break that. When a person breaks that, how we get upset, Allah also becomes upset. So with this muraqabah we should make, and this thing we should have in our mind, that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. He has put down His laws, the Sharia, Quran and Hadith, and given us the whole of Sharia. Now I must not break any law of Allah Ta'ala. If a person keeps this in mind, then inshallah he will become a complete muttaqi. And he will do it with this in mind, that Allah is watching me. Not for people's sake, that what people will say, but for Allah's pleasure. And the reward that Allah will give on that, we cannot imagine also. That for Allah's pleasure, and a person does not want to displease Allah Ta'ala, and he observes every law, and he doesn't break any command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And to stay away from the prohibitions, from what Allah has made haram for us, is a very great ibadat on its own. So a person should make this muraqabah, have this consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Allah has made certain things permissible, certain things unpermissible. Those which are unpermissible, Allah just dislikes that we must do those things. So I must stay away from that completely. Just like in our relationships, the husband has got certain things which he doesn't want his wife to do. And if she does that, he becomes angry and upset. A boss has got certain things which he doesn't want his workers to do. And he will become very upset if they do that. For example, if anyone steals from the boss won't tolerate that. A person doesn't give his time properly to his boss. The boss won't tolerate that. Allah has also made prohibition. And when we break those, then Allah also does not tolerate it. However, of course, that is the basic rule. But Allah is most merciful. But it is from our side that we should keep in mind that all those things which Allah has made haram for us, whether they are even what we think small, small things, makruh, etc., but we must stay away from all that. And in that way, a person becomes the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us this full consciousness to make this muraqabah that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Allah has given me a set rules of way how I should live my life, and that is the way I should go, and then Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with me. Just like any person who, even if, for example, our wife needed some help, a person helped her also, but he did not have any bad intention. He did not do anything wrong. How much won't we appreciate it? The same way, Allah, the things that He has made haram, and a person stays away, doesn't go in any way close to it, doesn't interfere with it in any way, how happy won't Allah Ta'ala be? Even if we were, we became helpless, but still we did not break the law of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will appreciate, and what Allah can reward, nobody can reward like that. So may Allah give us the tawfiq to have this consciousness and to live our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.